right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availability for today's Go Bowling 250 with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We are joined by our race winners. We have Christopher Bell, a driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota, and we have crew chief Jason Ratcliffe. This is their seventh win of the season, which advances the team to the round of eight in the playoffs. This is also Christopher's third win here at Richmond Raceway. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless microphone to you. Start right here.
What was the significance of coming out strong now that the playoffs are started?
Man, this is a very, very important race, because if you win this one, not only do you get locked into the round of eight, but you got two back-to-back weeks and then a off week mixed in there. So we're living stress-free for a long time now, and I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, I told my whole team that this is a very important race, and we were able to capitalize on it and win.
Continue with questions. Go to Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Christopher, what is it about this place? I mean, there are three wins in the last four races here. What about it suits you, or what have you just taken away from your past races here?
Yeah, it's a shame that I screwed it up in April, because I feel like we had a great opportunity to make it 4-for-4. I think it's just him. He's got a really good package here, and our cars just get around here really good for some reason.
Well, I mean, he does a nice job here, obviously. We brought, I don't know, three cars now. There's been a tire change. There's been, you know, so there's a lot of different variables that have changed. And, you know, our setup's kind of evolved as well. But he just has a good knack for getting us where we need to be in practice. I think that's the key here at Richmond is not dialing yourself out, actually, is coming off the truck fast and then, you know, making the right changes and trying to anticipate what you're going to have at night. So he's good at doing that and giving us the right information to have a good car at night.
Come down here to the far right.
Peter Schrader, TSJ Sports. Christopher, for the next round of the playoffs, you've won at both Kansas and Phoenix. Do you foresee a win in the next round?
I mean, looking at the schedule, I think that we realistically have a shot to win every race, and that's pretty special. So, yeah, I hope we can win in the next round. The round of eight was awful to us last year, and it all goes away and so fast. So we just have to make sure that we get through there and execute.
Anything else for a race-winning team? Over here to the right.
Christopher, you're Adam Cheek, Front Stretch. You're 2-for-2 in playoff openers, 2018-2019, winning both Richmond races here. So do you have any plan from last year going into the next few races?
Just don't crash, which is the same plan that we had last year, and we didn't execute it. So it just changes so fast, man. Like, we went to Kansas, we were on top, we were the top seed going into Kansas. We crashed, and which, you know, that's okay. We were, I think, right on the cut line there after Kansas, and felt good about it. Texas was a great racetrack for us, and the next thing you know, we crashed again at Texas, and then we had to go to Phoenix and win, and that was the only way that we were going to race for a championship. So that was not very fun, and you know, we've done a great job accumulating points. So hopefully we can kind of cruise through it. But crashing is the biggest enemy there.
Anything final? All right, gentlemen. Congratulations. Enjoy the next couple weeks.